Most of them always put one leg or the other in first. And when they make a decision that they're going to do it the other way, they fall down quite a bit in the process. Because old habits die hard. And we say it's because law of attraction is going to assist you in keeping the momentum going that you've already got going. But you can make subtle changes. And in 3 days, you can make enough change that it will then be easier for you to think the downstream thoughts than the upstream thoughts. And the first thing that will happen is you will feel elation at your own control of the way you feel. And once you have managed that, then the universe, when the timing is right, will line you up with interaction that will be helpful to this person that you love.
That's exciting.
The inspiration will come. You'll get an impulse to make a phone call. And it won't feel like, oh, I should call. It will feel like, oh, I have something to say. And as you begin to let all of your action come from your downstream feelings, in other words, so much that you do from a place of obligation and responsibility. And that's all upstream. And what that does is that assures you that when you rendezvous, it's going to stink.
And it usually does.
But when you've practiced the downstream thoughts and you are stable there, then when the impulse comes, it won't be it will be an I want to. And when you place the phone call, it will be something that is wonderful. And then you will begin almost immediately to see the benefit of your downstream thoughts. So now let's go back to what you wrote in the book. What is it, daughter of mine, that I have been thinking about you that has had me pointed upstream? Now it shifts altogether. Look at this, daughter of mine, of the number of things that I think about you that have me pointed downstream. Now, this is the best part. Well, that was the best part, but this is the next best part. But it feels like the best part to you because you are an uplifter and you want with all of your heart to uplift this person. When you have come into alignment, and as you begin to rendezvous with your daughter, what's going to happen is your power of influence now, because you feel better. Think about what's happened. You're now holding your daughter as your object of attention, and you're feeling good. What does that mean? That means you and your inner being are focused on your daughter. That means you've come into alignment with who you are, and you have come into alignment with who she is. Now, nobody needs that because everybody has access to their own connection to Source. But the fact that you are now in alignment and holding your daughter as your object of attention, you add an extra, it's like a satellite dish that's beaming the signal in extra close. And when she's in the vicinity, she'll pick up on the vibration. In other words, you give her a real vibrational advantage. Anytime you're loving or praising or feeling good about someone, you've tapped into the stream of their source and you're beaming it right in their direction. And in the moment of the slightest releasing of resistance, they begin moving closer to who they are. That's why when you really genuinely love someone, and you see, the thing that's tricky is, as a mother, you want to say, well, of course, I always love my daughter. And we say, no, you don't. Nobody does. You're not loving your daughter while you're worried about her. You're not loving your daughter while you're hurt by her. You're not loving your daughter while you're noticing that things aren't going well for her. Your feeling that you're having in the moment is what you're doing. So when you have taken it into your own control to feel about your daughter the way you want to feel about her, not the way she shows, when you've taken it into your control to line up with Source Energy and then hold your daughter as your object of attention, now your power of influence is mighty. And now she will begin to feel better about self. Then the next phase of that, now that's the first thing you'll notice. The next phase of it will be, and it's possible, a lot of you start out in this place. It's possible when someone who has tuned in holds you as their object of attention, it feels so good you can hardly stand to leave them. And then if you turn your attention somewhere else, she may feel the loss of that. And so you're not really wanting to foster a dependency of your daughter needing to be in your connected gaze in order to feel good.